And our guest in the cafe this morning is Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Carol, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. And Merry Christmas to you. And
same to you.
Yeah. And Carol wrote a very nice Christmas piece for her blog on Hunt County and Northeast Texas history. And this was also in the Herald Banner in the past few days. And Carol, you're looking back at Christmas 100 years ago.
Yes.
In Greenville. What I saw in the column came from the Greenville Evening Banner, which is a forerunner of the Herald Banner. And it's mostly describing Christmas in Greenville.
Right.
100 years ago.
It was a newspaper really geared for women.
Say that again.
It was a newspaper that their articles and things were geared for females.
Really?
And the Morning Herald was the business paper for men.
I had never heard anybody say that before. That's interesting. Of course, we should do a conversation sometime just on those two papers that merged.
That's my thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, well, but still, I'm sure that you would know better than anybody else because you do so much research. But really, in looking at this, Carol, there's, in a lot of ways, not that different from how it is today. But one thing you describe is the Evening Banner describes the children looking in the store windows at Christmas toys and what have you. And now, kids don't look in the Christmas window.
They don't look in the window, period.
Right. Yeah. So that's changed a bit.
Yes.
So, but the emphasis was very much on shopping, and the emphasis was very much on children and what Santa Claus would bring.
Well, you have to realize this was in 1920. The war had been over, really, a little over a year. But U.S. soldiers didn't come home immediately. So many of them had only been home a month or 6 weeks. And finally, the rationing had come off of toys and things like that from Germany, as well as, among other things, sugar.
And it refers to, at one place in here, it refers to the unsettled conditions. I guess that's what you're talking about.
Well, and the economy was kind of wobbly. In six more months, it was going to be, they had bread lines here in Greenville.
Is that right?
Yes.
In the middle of 1920, they did then?
1921.
Well, and we hear about the Roaring Twenties and the big boom, but that didn't happen everywhere. And
no.
It didn't necessarily start at the beginning of 1920 either.
Right.
We're talking with Carol Taylor, and Carol is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. You refer to, and it doesn't in particular have a lot to do with Christmas, but Greenville had two colleges at that time, and they were both letting out for Christmas, of course, but Burleson College and Wesley College.
Yes.
Burleson College was on the west end of Lee Street.
Right.
Yeah, about more or less where the Reese Davis Center is today, I think.
Yeah.
And then Wesley College was on Sale Street. You wouldn't think of that as being a likely location, but it was on Sale out south of what is now Joe Ramsey Boulevard.
Well, it wasn't developed.
Yeah.
And it became a housing development later. But it was just out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I would think so. And then tell the story about the cedar trees or spruce trees that people were taking from what are now, well, still the water reservoirs, which were there even in 1920.
Yes. Well, basically, if you have a lake like that, you need trees around it, or reeds or something. You have a need for something to hold that ground together so it won't rush off into the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there were all these trees out there by on the reservoirs, and those made great Christmas trees, and they were free. So people would go out and take their axes and chop one down And then they'd go a little farther and they'd see another one they liked better and they'd pass it up. You'll check it. And finally, the city manager had to, or the mayor had to write a letter in the paper, don't do this, we'll fine you. Because we've got to keep these trees, hold the water into where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, the police chief threatened to arrest people if he caught them. And yeah, so they cut one down and then decide, oh, there's one I like better. And then they would just leave the other one laying there or throw it in the creek, which was worse. But those reservoirs, of course, are on the north side of town. And it's interesting that they existed 100 years ago. And I don't know how many people
realize.
They
put them in the 1880s, I think.
Wow, it goes back that far.
Greenville was very progressive at one time.
Yep. So it's a very interesting article, and you can see it on Carol's blog, too, about Christmas 100 years ago in Greenville. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over Zoom today.
Thank you.
And Merry Christmas again.
Well, Merry Christmas to you.
Carol Taylor is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.